Shalom to all. Today we're learning Masechas Me'ilah, Perek Beis, Mishnah Alpha, Mishnah Beis, and today's Mishnah are being learned with Chosas Tabas Rachel, Shishi B'Zachar Defrayin Yosef Hagon Bikar of Mamish. And we can use discussing Me'ilah. Remember, the basic idea is that if someone's considered Kodshi Hashem, it's technically for Hashem, and nobody has any rights to it, so then one could be over Me'ilah with it. However, once it does not have that designation anymore, for example, it's a carbon that could be eaten by Kehanim, so then one can't be over Me'ilah. So here we discuss specific carbonos. The Mishnah Alpha tells us Chatas Ha'if, a bird Chatas, Ma'ilin Bam Shoktisha, one could be over Me'ilah with it the moment it became Kadosh, meaning when he said Harezu Chatos, this is a Chatos, that's already considered Kadosh Hashem, so one could be over Me'ilah with it. Now Nimlaka, once Malika happened, which is what's done to a bird carbon, it's not shechted with a knife, rather the Kohen takes his sharp fingernail and cuts it on the back of the neck, that's called Malika. Once that happens, so now it moves to another stage, Hochshroli possible B'Tavol Yom Chosar B'Kurim U'Belina, it now has become prepared, meaning now there's a possibility that it could become possible if it was touched by a Tavol Yom Chosar B'Kurim. These are different stages of Tumah. Namely, if a person became Tameh, even if he went to the mikvah that day, which is called a Tevul Yom, he immersed that day in the mikvah, he still has some level of Tumah. Namely, if he touches Kachim, he's going to passel it. And we even have someone called a Mechusar Kippurim. This is a person who was so Tameh that not only does he need to go to the mikvah, he also has to bring a Karbon the next day. So before he brings the Karbon, he's called Mechusar Kippurim. He's lacking his Kapara. So he also is considered this level of Tameh that if he touches Kachim, he passels it. So from when this Chatas Oif had Malika done to it, since it's not alive anymore, it could become Tameh if it's touched by this Tevul Yom Chosar Kippurim. Also, Lina, if it stays overnight in the Beis HaMikdash, that's going to passel it as well. And now on to the next stage, who's Adama, once its blood was sprinkled. So, Chayavan Alamishon, Pickle Noiser Tameh, one could be Chayav for Pickle Noiser Tameh. However, Ve'ein Ba Me'ilah, now it has no potential of Me'ilah anymore because it's not Kodshi Hashem. Now it's fit for the Kehanim, they're going to be eating this Chatas Oif, and therefore one can't be over Me'ilah anymore. Moving on to Mishnah Beis, continue to discuss bird carbonos. Oilas Ha'if, a bird Oila, which means it's going to be completely burned on the Mizbeach, Ma'il and Bam Shoktisha, one could be ever Me'ilah with it the moment he made a Kaddish, when he said Harezu Oila, a red is considered Kaddish Hashem, it could be ever Me'ilah with it. Nimlaka, once Malika happened, Hochshroli possible B'Tevul Yom Chosar Kippurim Belina, now it's been prepared, if it was touched by a Tevul Yom Chosar Kippurim or it stayed overnight in the base of Mikdash, that's going to become possible. Now Mitzah Dama, once its blood is squeezed onto the side of the Mizbeach, that's what's done with an Oilas Ha'if, it doesn't have Zrika Sadam, its blood isn't sprinkled, it's just simply squeezed on the side of Mizbeach. So once that happens, Chavon Alamishon Pickle Noiser V'Tameh, one could be Chai for Pickle Noiser and Tameh already. And also, Umailin Ba, Ad Shetetzil Beis Hadashen, one can still be over Me'ilah with it until it's brought out to the Beis Hadashen, which is the place where its ashes are brought outside Yerushalayim. And that's because, as opposed to a Chatas Oif from the previous Mishnah, which we had said a Chatas Oif is eaten by the Kehanim, so once Zrikas Adam happened of the Chatas Oif, it now is not considered Kodesh Hashem, so you can't be over Me'ilah. And Oilas Oif is not eaten, it's totally burned. So it's always considered Kodesh Hashem, even when it's put on the Mizbeach and it's totally burned, it's still considered Kodesh Hashem, and one could be over Me'ilah even if he takes those ashes and uses them. It only loses its status of Kodesh Hashem once those ashes are brought out to the Beis HaDeshen outside Yerushalayim. It's only then that he's not able to be over Me'ilah anymore. We're going to stop for the day and pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Gimel and Dalet, continue to discuss various karbanos and these dinim related to them. But for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.